This is Clark and the Coach, presented by Advanced Roofing Technologies, with Clark Johnson and Bruce Dick.
Good Monday morning, everybody. Welcome to Clark and the Coach. Clark Johnson, Bruce Dick with you from the Owl Communication Studios here at KFKA. Kicking off another week. Coach, how are you this morning?
Man, it's the middle of August already, Clark, and had a great weekend. Spent the weekend up in Estes Park. A little cooler up there. Rained a lot.
No basketball this weekend.
I did not do any basketball from the time left the studio Friday up until today.
Give me the highlight. You and Terry up in Estes this weekend.
Up in Estes.
What was the... Give me your number one.
Well, the Bowers Group has a series of wine festivals, and one of them is in Estes Park.
Love that.
And so they always have it Saturday, Sunday. We had tickets for Saturday, and a lot of vendors, a lot of people.
Right on.
Beautiful day. And that's how we spent Saturday.
Fantastic. Man, that's just Estes is such a beautiful place. And the great thing about it is even if you live right here, or Fort Collins, or Loveland, or wherever you live, you just go over the mountain, it's like you're in another dimension.
It is. It's kind of just a little different world. And it's always fun up there. I look at all the different license plates, you know, around the area and try to converse with some people that are, you know, a lot of Minnesota people, and Terry and I were making that comment. I bet a lot more Minnesotans visit Colorado than Colorado visit Minnesota.
Absolutely. Yeah, and that says something about both places, but I'm just...
Now, you can't maybe say that, you know. A lot of Coloradans love going to Arizona, Florida.
Then there's a lot of Californians that come here and never leave, like me.
Yes.
Took me 30 years, pretty much, to get through that... For the first year that I had, when I had my California plates, boy, I could read lips, go back to, you know what, California. So, yeah, that was
work, did it?
It didn't.
You're still here.
Nah, the secret's out, though. My goodness gracious,
a lot of great high school golf going on
already this year,
Clark.
And that's why we have him in studio today. Rick Meese, the Resurrection Christian Golf Coach, joins us this morning. Coach, how are you this morning?
I'm wonderful. Still tired from last week.
I guess so. You've got a lot of stuff to talk about because the Rain Dance, the tournament that you guys were just in at Rain Dance, unbelievable happenings for Res Christian golfers. We'll get there in just a second. Thank you to Advanced Roofing Technologies, 30 years for Brad Evans and his great staff as our headline sponsor here on Clark and the Coach. They tore it up at Bruce's house. They're going to do the same thing for you. In fact, they came out to Bruce's, and the first time, what did they say to you?
No, you don't need anything yet. It seemed like everybody in our neighborhood was doing a roof, you know. So I had, called Brad and got in touch with those guys, and he sent a crew out and said, you know what? Nothing now. You really don't need anything.
Boom.
We wouldn't be doing the right thing.
How many businesses just will go out and say that and stop? You know, and when you need us, stick the number up on the fridge. When you need them, boom, they're there. Give them a call today, 970-663-0203. Advanced Roofing Technologies, on time, on budget. They're going to knock it out of the park for you, just like they did for Bruce. All right, Coach Rick Meese, as we said, joins us. Resurrection Christian Golf Coach, how long have you been doing this, Rick?
This will be my seventh year, boys, and this will be my third year with the girls this spring.
Fantastic. There's all sorts of great stuff to talk about right now. The youngsters, man, you were loaded from the ground up with the youngsters. And you, the cool thing, and your grandson is going to be a junior this year, is that right?
Senior.
Gage, number three golfer on the squad right now.
Correct.
So that's got to be just a ton of fun to have Gage in there, your grandson. But then all of these great freshmen, too, talk about this group, first of all, and then let's go and hit the highlights from this past week.
Sure. Well, I've known this group since they were middle schoolers.
That's unbelievable.
So even before that, they were 8, 9 years old. So I seen them coming up. One of them actually played in Gage in a junior PGA All-Star down in Denver 5 or 6 years ago. I can't even remember. But I knew he was coming up, and I knew his friends that they all live on golf courses. Their parents say they have
that to helps.
Come. Yes, it does. Yeah.
They have to get them when it gets dark. They have to say it's time to come home
like we used
to do playing football or basketball all night. These kids just have the passion. Always have, which is wonderful. Very humble group of men.
Fantastic.
I'm so proud of them.
Yep. I love it when we talk about great athletes, and then at the end we say, you know what, they're even better people, because right. That's what we're after here. And Bruce wants to jump in. I just love high school sports, no matter what the sport is, as a vehicle for life lessons and just growing up. I mean, there's so many great things you can learn as you go through sports.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Hey, Coach, you go with four or five, usually some tournaments you play five and score four, but let's throw those kids' names out
here. Absolutely.
We want to know who these kiddos are.
Sure, and in Colorado it's four on varsity and you score three, except for our league tournament we take five and score four.
Okay.
Only tournament we have. So my top four, I'll go through them right now. Number one, Jack Carter. Number two, Clinton Summers, the third. Number three is Gage Meese, and number four, Micah Livingston. Gage and Mike are right neck to neck.
Is that right?
I got Gage in at three because he's my kid.
But I love that.
Sometimes Micah's score will beat Gage's for that third score opportunity, which doesn't bother any of the kids. They
sure.
know they're a four-man team.
Sure.
They're there to take scores an individual. But most of all, these freshmen have never been on a team.
How about that?
They've grown up. Because of PGA Junior, it's not a team advantage.
Yeah, individual sport,
individual
all the way.
Sport. So they got to be freshmen, and one of their first things that they sat down and talked to me about what they were most excited for, it's the first time they're going to be on a team. And they were so excited.
That's the coolest thing.
Oh, it made me feel so good. It just touched my heart that, hey, guys, that's a great thing.
And those are, and Bruce can hit on this too. Those are, as a player, and this is a million years ago for me, but that was what I remember. Those are it's the teammates, it's the relationships I made. Wasn't so much the baskets I made or the strikeouts I had or whatever that was. That's nice, but it was the teammates. It's being on a team, being part of a team, somebody that other people have to count on for you to be successful. I mean, being a teammate is the greatest thing around.
Absolutely. Well, and we don't see that a lot in golf because
right.
golf is an
True.
Individual sport, but you see it a lot in college. You know, we've had Mark Crabtree on the show previously, former coach at Louisville, and you know, he talked about his team, how close the guys were. And then you get into the pros, and you see it every now and then in the Ryder Cup.
Yeah.
Just how, you know, these guys really want to bond and put it together, you know, for their country. But you get to see this every week in high school golf.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we've had two tournaments.
Right.
So before we started, so the first one was the 50th anniversary of Greeley West Invite at Highland Hills. Top 5A school there was Columbine, and there was a couple other 5A schools there, 4A schools, and then 3A schools. Of course, Res is 3A, and my kids went in and won that tournament.
When you see 5A schools come in, do you get a B group a lot of times, or do you – we did the – 2 years ago, I think it was. 2 years ago, I think we did the – on radio, we did the Eaton invite. And Fossil was going to come over. They ended up not coming over at all. But I was hearing they were going to send their second team or whatever that looks like. But I just wonder how that goes with the classifications that play that are a little higher up than you guys are.
And that's true with my team, too. If you look at my team scoring average, we've had four varsity tournaments, but my actual varsity teams only played in two of them.
Okay.
Now, CHESS rules only allow them to play 11 rounds of golf.
Is that right?
Yeah, there's a limit. And that's not including regionals or states. So 11 rounds, because I have 24 kids on my roster.
Sure.
There's varsity tournaments. In fact, I just took I went to a varsity tournament at Yuma on Friday, and I took my bottom four kids.
Is that right?
21 through 24, just to give them some playing time.
Absolutely.
And yep. A little nine-hole course out in Yuma, which is a lot of fun. But I try to get those kids. So we have like 22 tournaments lined up, of which only 11 of those my varsity will play.
That's right.
So you'll see some tournaments. But no, Greeley West had – Columbine had their 1, 2, 3, and 4. My invite last Wednesday had Fossil, Monarch, which is – they're two of the top-rated 5A schools in the state. There were some other schools there. It reminds me, Fossil and Monarch, because they finished second and third consecutively
sure.
to us winning that tournament, and they brought their 1, 2, 3, and 4.
Wow. That has to make you feel good.
Well, yeah.
So you talked about your top four golfers. Go through those guys. Give us the year they are, and then let's highlight maybe their strengths so far, too, the top four that you have.
Sure. So my number one, Jack Carter. 14-year-old freshman.
And tell us what he did this past week. Come on.
You know, a lot of people, I don't know if you've been out to Raindance, which I got to give a heads up to Martin Lind for. I visited with Martin Lind last fall. Took a tour of the course, and I said, Martin, I want to ask you one question. He said, you don't have to ask me, Rick. He said, this is going to be your home course for Res Christian.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Oh, it made me feel so good. That, and what a practice facility. Anyway, back to...
So Clark, the only... We're going to have to be volunteers someday in order to
somehow
get
on that staff.
Onto
that's
that
right.
course.
No. Well, you don't.
Otherwise,
want me,
we can't play
they,
it.
Believe me, they'll watch Bruce play all. But for me, nah, they'll laugh and look the other way. So
the practice facility is unbelievable. You got the Goat Ranch and you got Funk Yard, and Goat Ranch is a 3-acre putting chipping green.
Oh, that's great!
And then about a mile away down the road is Funk Yard, which is the driving range. So the practice facility and the course is going to just be so beneficial to my kids. Because it's tough. It's a tough course, and they go out there and master that. All the other courses. Anyway, I'm going to go back to Jack. So, Jack, my number one, we go into our first tournament at Raindance, and Jack approached me about, we knew we were going to pair ourselves with the best teams there. So I paired all my kids with Fossil, Monarch, and Niowot, which I knew had very healthy 4-5A players, and I wanted to put my kids against the best.
Sure, of course.
And so Jack came to me, and I won't say names or anything other than Jack's. He wanted to play the number two at Fossil because he's really probably their number one. So Jack asked me to move him down to number two so he could be heads up with this kid. Love that.
You want to go play the best, yeah.
He did. He wanted to play against the best, and he went out and proved himself. Jack shot 68, 4-under par.
Oh, my goodness. What a round.
Yeah.
What a round.
I think he had 7 birdies. And so I figured 3 bogeys and the rest were pars.
Best round as a freshman you've seen easily since
Clark,
you've been coaching?
I've seen some really good Colorado high school golfers.
Sure you
come
have.
Up. And I've seen the skill level close to Jack's, but not as good. The mental aspect that I've never seen what mental that Jack has.
And I wanted to go there with you because we're talking about this huge class of freshmen for you, these young golfers that haven't been on a team. You know, every time that they golf now, it's probably a bigger stage than they've ever been on before. And to me, boy, is there a sport that's got more to do with what's between the ears than golf? How do they handle the pressure as they go from stage to stage? Golf's a huge thing for that, right?
Yeah, they handle a lot better than coach does.
There we go. That's fantastic.
Well,
that's
Jack. When Rick says that, you know, Rick puts in, you know, I've witnessed this as his athletic director. He puts in so much effort. Mm. And what I've loved about Rick is he would put in the same amount of effort to his bottom golfers.
Absolutely.
Than he does his top golfers. And very few coaches out there will make sure all of his kids get a play in an event. You know, so he's, you know, I'll speak for him right now. He's got kids that shoot well into the hundreds. Okay, guess what? They get to compete
in
some high school golf tournaments.
Well, that's just, you know, that's a player's coach. It's been a great coach. We're going to pause one sec. We're going to come back in a moment, continue with Rick Mees, the Resurrection Christian Golf Coach. We'll go through the rest of his top four and get their strengths, all that good stuff, and what lays ahead between now and the state tournament. What are the big tournaments coming up? I know there's one coming up this week. So we'll come back with Coach Mees. We'll come back with Coach Dick in a moment. Do that on Clark and the Coach, Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. All right, welcome back, Clark and the Coach. Michael Kirkpatrick spinning the records back there. You said this is not jazz?
It's blues.
It's okay. Well, that's for people that say it's not country, it's country and western. That's kind of the same thing, right?
It is not.
It is not. Okay, brother. He's just
we're not going to win this argument on the air, Clark.
No way. No way we are. Clark and the Coach brought to you, of course, by Advanced Roofing Technologies. Also want to thank PWI, Performance and Wellness Institute. Ryan Wozlowski, the Woz, has been out here 9 years. He's assistant track coach over at Eaton. But he is your guy. You want to get your student-athlete to the next level? Or is it just an old guy like me that you want to go in and get fit? They'll simply help you from 2 to 92. They don't care. PWI, your own customized, individualized, personalized, and Fitness Center. They're right here in the heart of Greeley, folks, so they will help you out for all they do, services, trainer bios, and testimonials. You want that edge? Go to PWITraining.com. All right, back with Coach Rick Meese, the Resurrection Christian Golf Coach, and Coach Dick, of course, as always, Bruce in the house with me. All right, Rick, let's get back to your golfers. We've talked about Mr. Carter, your number one, your sophomore. Let's go down the line the rest of the way here.
Jack's a freshman, though.
Yeah,
68 freshman. Yep.
And you never know it if you're around him. He's such an humble young kid. You never know.
That's unbelievable. That's what I love, too, is seeing an impactful freshman, and then you interview him or something on the radio, and you go, wow, they sound like they're 10 years older than they are.
Yeah. So number two, Clint Summers III. Clint also grew up on Harmony Club, started when he was, I know Clint, I've talked to him before, he started when he was 4 years old and got passionate about it.
Wow.
He's done very well in junior golf. Again, a young man that told me he's so excited about being part of a team. Clint, also 14-year-old freshman, single-digit handicap. Down in the low single digits. I think he's a four. So he scores in the low 70s.
Sure.
I think he had 74 at Greeley and 77 or 78 at Raindance, which is phenomenal.
That's just great consistency, yeah.
Yeah. And that's Clint Summers. Number three, four, pretty much about equal. Gage, my number three, is a senior. He's my grandson. Brought him up playing golf. His older brother went to college on a golf scholarship. And so he's seen that in his older brother, and he got passionate, more passionate about golf. He played when he was young, but got more passionate after he made state his freshman year, didn't make it his sophomore year, and then made it his junior year. And he took it upon himself that he's going to be one of the leaders this year.
Love that.
And he truly is. The young kids really look up to him, even though they're better than him.
Sure.
But they do look up to him because he's a great person. He's got a big heart and a great team leader.
Would he have coaching in his blood down the road, do you think?
Yeah, I do. Yep. He would love to probably coach.
It seems like that.
If
the players that are better than him are looking up to him, that's a leadership role.
And you're right. Yep. And then my number three, four also, Michael Livingston, he's right in there with Gage, single-digit handicap, shoots in the 70s, brought up on Harmony Club, too. And it's been very passionate. I had his older two brothers play for me, and it's funny because I had Lucas and Sam. Sam's still playing for me. He's in my top eight. But we seen Micah coming up because of his passion. I think he wanted to beat both of his brothers, and fortunately he can.
And what year is Micah, Coach?
Micah's a freshman, 14-year-old.
Also a freshman.
Yeah.
That's what I thought. So you have three freshmen on your top four.
Yep. And my number 5-6 is also a freshman, Asher Nugent. So Asher,
wow,
on Thursday at our invite, hole number 14, 162 yards, pitching wedge, hole in one.
Boom. Look at that. And then we were talking about this off air. I immediately asked both coaches here, have you guys ever aced a hole? And neither one of you yet have got there. You've seen some crazy holes in one while you've been playing.
Absolutely.
But you haven't knocked one in yourselves. But talk about Asher. That's unbelievable. And tell the story. You don't have to tell the story, but he came back and saw, I think he shot 92 for the day. It's the one. It's that one on there. You can't take that back, that one red in a circle, right?
Right. So Chris Williamson, that great pro at Raindance, become very close to my kids. In fact, Chris and Justin ran my summer camp this summer.
Oh, fantastic.
They've been phenomenal at Raindance. Anyway, Chris came back to me and told me I had to get him all the information for Asher's hole in one. So Asher's kind of bummed that his advertising was a 92, but I said, Asher,
no, that's not
that red one. But Chris told me they're going to put up a monument with hole in one players that have made hole in ones. So I said, Asher, your name forever will be on that monument sign for a hole in one. That corrected that hole 92.
Yep.
He was pretty
excited about it.
Yeah, he forgot about it.
Well, regardless of how good a golfer you are, there's always one or two shots that always bring you back to the next round, Coach.
Yeah, we know that.
You know, so but to have a hole in one, just to keep going as a freshman. Wow, that's so exciting for your team.
Yeah. All right, I want to throw some highlights out there. Who's the best golfer you have off the tee?
Off the tee?
Right now, who's the strongest off the tee?
Strongest off the tee is Gage.
Is that right?
Yeah, and if you want to say strongest, he's the longest.
He's the longest, okay.
Yeah, and if he hits it straight, it's 300, 320.
God, that's just absolutely hitting the golf ball. That's unbelievable. What about approach? What about getting closer to the green?
That tee box in is not my priority with my golfers.
It's not.
The true scoring of a golf course is the hole out.
Right.
So that short game is so important.
Sure.
That
sure.
Chipping and putting. And so the hole out, boy, I'll tell you what, it's so close between those three freshmen.
Wow. That's unbelievable that you've got freshmen like this.
It's not too often. If they're not on a green in regulation, I'll bet 90% of the time you see a chip and one putt.
Right.
It's amazing.
Get up and down to save. Yeah.
Yep. Up and down to save.
So, Coach, these freshmen, they kind of grew up playing with each other as well. Is that right?
Yeah. Yep. Not as a team, just an individual.
But they as individuals, yeah, but they kind of...
All the different invites. It used to be J-Jack. I forgot what they called it this year, but it went from J-Jack to Junior Golf. And Jack actually won the 14, 18-year-old group at the Old Course in Loveland the very last tournament of the year for the state 14 to 18-year-old championship.
Wow.
It was a two-day tournament, got rained out halfway on the second day, so they called the tournament on a 27-hole course scoring, and I don't remember his score, but he beat every 14, 15, 16,
17, 18-year-old.
Yeah. These are kids that are
going to
college.
Youngest guy in the group beating everybody else.
Yeah, Northern Colorado puts out a lot of college golfers each year.
Yeah.
You know, when you put all the 5, 4, 3A schools together, I mean, Clark and I often talk about how many great baseball players there are in this region, which
sure.
There are, but golf's no different.
No.
Colleges come calling for a lot of Northern Colorado golfers.
And while Bruce is on that, what are the top colleges in the area for golf out here that if a kid's going to go play at the next level?
Division I schools, Oklahoma State, Stanford, Arizona State, Arizona.
Boom.
They're tough to get into.
Sure.
I mean, you got to have probably a plus handicap. And those colleges look a lot at their summer scores, too, not just high school. It's amazing because
sure.
I have connections with a lot of the coaches. And fortunately, I talked to my freshmen this year, and I said, you guys need to decide the top three schools you want to go to, and I will make contact with them. Real quick, I want to make sure you understand my other 20 kids.
Absolutely. Don't leave them out. Yeah,
I will not leave them out. So my goal is when they graduate from high school, they got the skill level, they got the love of the game, and they're playing a sport for the rest of their lives.
Wonderful. Man, that's the coolest thing ever because you can play golf forever.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Very, very interesting. Between now and state, when is state? How far away are we?
First Monday, Tuesday in October.
Okay.
State.
So we got a little bit of time.
Where is it this year, Coach?
Pinehurst in Denver.
Oh, nice course.
Regionals, Highland Hills and Greeley.
Oh, look at
great.
That.
Great.
Yeah.
A little advantage there.
Yeah.
Nice and local. We got to see about some radio coverage for that somehow. Get out there and promote
yeah,
you
that'd
guys.
Be a great one.
Right here in town, so. That'd be really cool. Big between now and then, what are the – you've got Greeley invite coming up this week, right? The Eaton invite.
Eaton invite.
Yep. Talk about that. Is that the – is there one pivotal tournament between now and state that – regionals, I suppose, but before those two, is there one – is this one of the bigger ones coming up this week?
Absolutely, because the 5A schools are there.
That's
and the
right.
best of the best are there. And since we're 2-0 in varsity – my goal is to be 11-0.
There you go. That's exactly right. Micah thinks the Broncos are going to be 17-0 this year. That's
Coach.
It's,
how many?
It's okay to think that.
How many teams come to the Greeley invite?
The
Eaton invite.
Don't listen to me.
Last time I looked, there's 26 teams.
26 teams. Yeah. So that's a great
big tournament.
Great day of golf.
Yep.
Fantastic stuff. Rick, thanks so much for jumping down here. As we climb closer to state, probably right before regionals, probably want to grab you back out here again and in a month or so. Regionals about a month away, does that mean?
Regionals be the last week in September.
September, so 5 weeks maybe, something like that. But love to get you on again and get some highlights and some thoughts before you get to regionals and the state tournament with this unbelievable pack of golfers you've got at Rez.
Yeah, I'm still on cloud nine.
And as I set off the air, I don't know where I heard it from. Rumors said you might be done coaching, and you cannot. You've got at least 5 years left, it sounds like, because you've got eighth graders that are great.
My
too,
wife
so.
Might argue with that.
That's right.
She didn't realize our vacation time was going to be traveling to golf tournaments.
There you go.
You got to go to some great places, though.
Yeah,
boy, no doubt. Rick, thank you so much for jumping in with us.
Yes, thank you.
You bet.
Thanks, Coach.
Rick Mees, the Resurrection Christian Golf Coach. We'll come back in a moment. We're going to hook up with Mike Houston. You know that name, folks. Legendary. legendary baseball coach out here in the northern Colorado area. Find out what retirement's like. How much did he sneak onto the field at Northridge last year with Jared Cronquist? I want to know that. But we'll get with Mike. He's going to talk about Taylor Aguilar, too, the New York Yankee prospect now after signing with the Yankees, and he was a stud at Northridge. Mike had him the whole time as his coach. We're going to talk about maybe some of the best players that Mike's had under his tutelage. What, 37 years with Gojos, the entire length of time at Northridge until last year. Unbelievable stuff. We'll talk to Coach Houston when we come back. It's Clark and the Coach. Thank you to my good friends at AAMCO of Fort Collins, AAMCO of Loveland. They're putting the care back into car care. My car there right now getting some attention to it. 21-year-old Bug, and they keep it on the road, rocking down the road. It's my good friends. Don Scott, 40 years, built the incredible office in Fort Collins, number one store in the region. Now they've taken that to Loveland, right on the other side from the Sam's Club, other side of Eisenhower. AAMCO of Fort Collins, AAMCO of Loveland. They're putting the care back into car care. We're coming back in a moment. Clark and the Coach on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back to the program, Allo Communication Studios. It's Clark and the Coach, Clark Johnson, Bruce Dick with you on a Monday here. That was fun. Half an hour with Resurrection Christian Golf Coach Rick Mies. And, man, how excited. He's over the moon right now.
He is. And he's telling us off the air a little bit about Rain Dance and the different things going on there and just the course layout and the amenities. It's can't wait to get out there.
He had mentioned Collindale, and I said off the air, I thought that Collindale had really fast greens, too. And I said, is that the same thing a good golfer would say? Because I'm a horrible golfer. But I thought, wow, those are incredibly tough and fast greens at Collindale. But he said at Rain Dance, since it's a new grass, they want that, they leave it longer, even on the green a little bit, so that it gets healthy.
So it can take have time to mature.
A little tougher to deal with. Interesting stuff right there from Coach Rick Mies. We'll get him back on before regionals or maybe in between regionals and state, see what that looks like.
Sounds like they're the team to beat to me, Clark.
Sure does. Wow.
In 3A.
All those impactful freshmen, you're kidding me. That's one's shooting a hole in one, the other one's shooting a 68 this week. Crazy, crazy stuff. All right, want to thank Miranda Simpson, State Farm Insurance. She's local, folks. You can get insurance anywhere. There's a million agents. It's about the experience. Are they going to call you? You know, when you call, are they going to answer? Are they going to walk you through what you've got so you know what you're covered for? They cover your family so you can sleep at night. It is Miranda Simpson, State Farm Insurance, 17 years at State Farm. Give her a call today, 223-8700. It is Miranda Simpson at State Farm Insurance. Get to the Gould Parts Hotline right now. Talk about iconic coaches. You talk about, I've been here 20 years at KFK. And when you talk about a guy like Mike Houston, who's on the Gould Parts Hotline right now with us, it's the Mike Houston, Mark Rogge, those kind of guys that were just long-term great mentors, great coaches out here. Mike Houston joins us right now on the Gould Parts Hotline. Coach, how are you?
Good. How are you and Coach doing?
We're doing okay.
Good, Mike. Man, it's good to talk to you. And I'm anxious to hear about, what has it been like not coaching in for a past year?
Yeah, go start there, Mike.
Start there, man.
I mean, every day, for over 40 years, you're getting up and baseball. What's it been like without that right in the last year?
You know, it was funny because last spring's the first time in 35 high school seasons and 41, Gojos all those years that, I had coached. And it was, a little different. But, I think, a year ago in June when I stepped down, I just felt like it was time. And, I guess mentally I got myself ready for it. And so I stayed busy in the spring, not with baseball. So, really it wasn't that bad.
All right, so I need to ask you this. Jared Cronquist, good friend of mine, takes over the program for you at Northridge. What a great transition that is. Did you sneak out there a bunch this last season for the Grizz or no?
No, I didn't. When Jared got hired and he had played for me at Greeley Central, and of course he played Gojos for me back in the day, and then, I'd followed him, through his different stops and at Roosevelt and Loveland, and I believe Platte Valley too, wasn't he there?
Yeah, he was. Yes. He sure was.
And you know, so I stayed out of his way and said, if you need anything, give me. But, you know, I knew he had a good team, and there was days I wanted to kind of itch and go out to practice and look, and I thought, you know, it's not fair to the kids probably. So, you know, I stayed away, but not that I wasn't checking. You know, I would, you know, get online and look at things, and, you know, I had a good idea what the kids were doing.
All right. One of the greatest things as a coach probably is, one, to have somebody, you know, that you coached call you down the road and say, hey, thank you, not for just the X's and O's and the, you know, all the baseball stuff, but thank you for making me, you know, just a better person. And they call you as a great father or a great business partner or something like that down the road. That's the coolest stuff in the world. Also, Mike, you know what's cool is seeing your former players go on and stand out. How about Taylor Aguilar? Talk about Taylor a little bit. Signs with the New York Yankees, playing for the Tampa Bay Tarpons right now in Florida. That's a kid who just blew up at Grand Canyon University. His bat just—I mean, it's been a great bat. I'm sure you can tell us about his high school days. But that kid, man, talk about a guy that can explode at the plate.
Oh, he can without a doubt. And you know what's neat about Taylor, and this is going back to probably when he's 10 or 11. He had a goal of being a pro baseball player.
Wow.
And it started back then, and Taylor could always swing, being a left-handed hitter. You know, it was just incredible. And he put a lot of time, him and his family, they sacrificed a lot, you know, the summers over the years. You know, I was fortunate with him going to front tier, you know, without having baseball. You know, he chose to come play for us. And I really saw him grow a lot in 4 years. And really saw him the last 3 years, just incredible, you know, how he changed. And when he came in as a freshman and sophomore, you know, Taylor, if he wasn't a 4-for-4, he didn't understand that. And he would just drive himself crazy. And then kind of his junior year, we had a really good team. And then his senior year, you kind of clicked that, you know what, if you're not 4-for-4, if you're 1-for-4, you got to leave your at-bats. And he really started, he wouldn't carry him over. And he got better and better. And he did the exact same thing at Grand Canyon. He ended up being their leader on the team there.
That's fantastic. Coach, you've seen so many changes since you first started, but all the different showcase events throughout the summer now that kids get recognized, how do kids just, you know, get involved and prepare for those short weekend showcase tournaments to get noticed?
You know, it's really changed over the years, just like you said. You know, now you've kind of seen it getting away. There's not much, should I say, team baseball in the summer anymore, I think is a good way of saying it.
I think that's fair.
And these kids are going to showcases. They find out, you know, you go for a weekend and, you know, which is good, but a lot of times without playing on a team, you know, you're not getting those at-bats during the week, and you better be on fire. But at the same time, you do get noticed. And I have one of these beliefs, and I think, Coach, you think like me, if you're good, we're going to find
you. They will find you. It may take different avenues, different times, but if you're good enough, you will be found. Absolutely.
You will. And kids, you know, and I know they all want to be, you know, major leaguers and, you know, any sport. You see it, basketball, everywhere, you know, they all want to go on. And if you're good, you'll stand out. Yeah. Do the showcases help and stuff? Sure they do. And, you know, it's just changed, you know, a lot of the dynamics. And I guess maybe that's a lot of the reason, you know, I gave Dojos up in 2015. I could see that change coming and not that I'm against it, but, I don't know. I guess when you do it as long as we do, we're involved in the team. And I could see that not getting there. And, you know, it was a good time to step out then, too.
All right, we're talking with Mike Houston, iconic coach out here in northern Colorado at Northridge, and, of course, Gojo's forever and a day. Mike, talk to us real quick about being retired from baseball coaching. It must give you the great time that you wanted with your family. And what's the highlight? What's the what do you get to do nowadays to have fun?
Well, you know, I still take my trailer up to the hills.
That's
quite
right.
A bit. I've got a part-time job at Weld County Garage driving vehicles.
I love this. And this is the job I want, by the way, the one that you have. So you transport cars. Like, didn't you say you're going to Texas with a car or something like that coming up?
Yeah. Tomorrow morning, a couple of us flying to Dallas, and we're bringing back two Isuzu box trucks, which are horrible to drive.
Wonderful.
You know, 1,000 miles. But, you know, usually it's nice vehicles, trucks, and I've been all over. Last week I went to a neat area just south of Iowa at the Nebraska corner. It was in Missouri. In a little town, we had to deliver a flatbed truck. It was called Maitland, Missouri. The most beautiful country, farm country. And, you know, you talk about corn and just luscious green. I mean, I'm seeing some of the neatest parts of the United States. And, you know, if I don't feel like driving this week, I just tell my boss, you know, I can't do it this week. And it's fine. And so I kind of pick and choose. And
oh, that's great.
It's awesome. You know, good retirement job. And, you know, I go watch my grandkids. I have a grandson and granddaughter, and they both played baseball. And my granddaughter was the only girl on the boys' team, so that was fun as can be for a 7-year-old team, you know. And my grandson, he played a little travel. It wasn't a lot of games, but a former Greeley Central standout, Brian Bobeer, was his coach.
Sure.
And Casey Miller, the University
UH coach, yep.
His son was on the team.
Wonderful.
So, I mean, it was kind of fun. I really had fun picking Casey's brain this summer.
Yeah.
You know, even though I'm not coach, I'm always asking him questions, and he'd kind of shoot back at me and ask me some things. So, you know, that was really fun.
That's fantastic stuff. Mike, thank you so much for your thoughts on Taylor and letting us into a little bit of what you're doing now. The baseball is kind of over for you, but you'll never be forgotten, man. You're going to be one of those guys everybody considers when they talk about the best in coaches here in Northern Colorado. So thanks for jumping on with us, and enjoy the fam, okay?
Oh, you bet. It's great talking to both of you. I love your show, and I've listened to it all the time. So
thanks, Coach. Hey, enjoy the drive back.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
That's
right. It's only going to be 102 tomorrow down the valley.
That's fantastic. Mike, thanks so much, big man.
You bet. We'll see you.
All right. Mike Houston, iconic coach here in Northern Colorado, former Northridge baseball coach, Gojo's for over 40 years. I mean, you're talking baseball, Bruce. Mike Anderson's name comes up. Mike Houston's name comes up. He talked about Casey Miller right there. That's a guy who can talk baseball all the time. You know, Casey was under Brad Deal over at Windsor to start things off there. There's so many great baseball guys out here.
Oh, there
Ernie
are.
Ernie Romero. I mean, so many guys
Greg
in this
Brock.
Area, but absolutely.
I mean, he's
don't
just
leave
going
off. It's just a Dodger. I mean,
yeah, I hated to bring that up, but you know, yeah, so many. Colorado's a terrific baseball state, despite being, you know, what many people would consider a cold weather state.
Absolutely. All right, we're coming back, wrap it up. Best bets on the other side. We're back in a moment here on this. First of all, I want to thank Bank of Colorado. Go to their website, bankofcolorado.com. Anything they do is going to be on there. Any kind of loans or anything they've got going on, they are. There's only one. Remember, it's Bank of Colorado, member FDIC. Coming back in a moment, Northern Colorado's voice. Best bets are next on Clark and the Coach here. Back in a moment, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. All right, welcome back to the program on Monday. Clark and the Coach here from the Allen Communications Studios. Fun to have Rick Mees, the Resurrection Christian Golf Coach, on today. And Mike Houston, man, talk about taking a dip. That guy, just everywhere you go. I those are the two names I hear the most of in my 20 years out here. Mark Rogge, Mike Houston, as far as coaches that, you know, really went the distance with everything they did out here. So, very cool.
And next week, Coach Rogge's going to join
us. Yep. Next Tuesday, folks, circle that. Mark Rogge is going to be in studio talking about his retirement. Whenever we say retirement, I go, I don't know if I believe you. Because just believe he could jump back in any time. And you know what? Mike Houston, Mike sounds like he's got it figured out. Got the family going. He's got the best job in the world right there, driving out of state or in state or wherever he's going. So
grandkids involved in baseball.
I mean, that's
so
fantastic.
He's always around the park as well.
Yep. Unbelievable stuff right there. Let's get to best bets. Okay, both of us coming off pretty good weeks last week. Let's get to it today. I'm going to go to just a pretty basic, easy bet. Try to get back to these single games the best I can for you here. I am going to. I really like the pitching matchup, Dodgers and Brewers tonight. Julio Urias, last 13 innings, one earned run. Last 20 innings, three earned runs. So he's pitched really well for the Dodgers. Freddie Peralta, this is his third back off the layoff, off the injury. So I love third back, not only in a horse racing, but I love it right here. Peralta last time in his second start back against Tampa Bay. Five innings, two hits, just two base runners in five innings. Love the way he's coming back. Urias and Peralta, I'm going under 7.5 tonight. Dodgers, Brewers, go under the number, minus 110, 110 to win 100. Bruce, where are you going?
Well, I'm going to go with a simple two-team parlay out of the Central Division in the American League. Guardians coming off of a winning series against the Toronto Blue Jays in Toronto. And the Twins need to get back on track.
Sure.
But they're still in the race, three games out, I believe. And they have the Royals back home in Minneapolis tonight. So I'm going to go Guardians Twins plus 114 on a two-team parlay just to win.
100 to win, 114. So Bruce is on the map, and so am I for today. Pretty cool stuff. What do you got coming up this week, man?
Well, training kind of takes a little change because school starts.
That's right.
You know, so a lot more early mornings.
Have we had our first day or not?
Some kids' first day was last week. Windsor started last week.
Okay.
PSD starts this week. So some of the kids go. I know our neighbor kids, some of them went back today. Some of them go back tomorrow. My players all start tomorrow at Fort Collins.
Great.
So now it's more early morning and later afternoon, evening. Means for me.
Fantastic stuff right there. And when will you get your Lambkins on the court? When does that look
after
like?
Labor Day.
After Labor Day. Volunteer at that point?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Everything's volunteer.
Well, the whole...
There's no mandates anymore.
Except for me getting up in the morning. It's never voluntary. All right. 13 days, 13 teams tonight. 5 o'clock, folks. We'll be out at District 6 Stadium. North Ridge Grizzlies. Been looking forward to this one. I think Jeremy Hayden's group is going to be one of the most... one of the teams out here to really watch this year. They got everybody coming back off a 7-win season and a terrific playoff run last year. So, see what that looks like. Thank you to Michael Kirkpatrick for jumping in with us. The whole show, 3 hours of the whole show is coming up next for you. So get prepared, hooligans. That's on the dial next from the Allo Communications Studios. Thank you. Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.